This is the Perry LeCompton Cause Locker Room Chat here on FM 103.9 KNZA with head coach Mike Paramore. Johnny came back with you, and well, coach, a really good win for your guys last week. Take care of business on the road at Osawatomie, 48-8, a victory. Just overall, a start to finish, a really good game for your guys. Just what were your thoughts just on the good win?
I was pleased with it. You know, again, we talked about last week going on the road, going someplace I haven't been before. You know, wanted to make sure we went out and took care of us and come out right from the get-go. We've kind of had some slow starts the last couple of weeks and, you know, wanted to go out on defense and get an early stop and then on offense go down and put a drive together and score. And we did both those things. And, you know, we went out and accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. Like, we played well, got better from the practice week, and then went out in the game and showed that we've gotten better. And I was pleased with our performance, pleased with our effort, and thought there was good energy.
Extremely balanced attack as well for your guys. As Gunnar Ball threw for 224 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Ryken Rush, he added 88 yards and a few touchdowns as well. What do you like from your offense right now? I know it seems like it's clicking on pretty good cylinders right now. What do you like from just the balanced attack?
I think, you know, we've been balanced, and I think we've been able to do what we need to do as it presents itself. I've always wanted to go in and, you know, be a balanced offense, and balance being based on what defenses are giving us or what we feel like we got the best chance to do on that night, that we can do that. You know, if it calls it, you know, they're going to load the box and try to take away run game, then we've got the ability to be very efficient throwing the football. And then if we get favorable throwing situations, we can execute in the passing game. Like what we did, I thought Gunnar had a nice game, continued to go as a quarterback. He made some checks that got us in a lot better plays, and really pleased with his progress.
Yeah, defensively, it seems like your guys have figured some things out here the last couple of weeks. You don't give up any points against Baldwin, only 8 last week to Osawatomie. I mean, what is it defensively right now that your guys have kind of figured out after that Bishop Ward game?
I think we've kind of settled in and kind of developed a personality, and it took some time, and we've had to shift some parts around and make sure we got guys in the right spot. And, you know, knew going in we're going to be a work in progress, trying to get guys where they're supposed to be. I like the effort they're playing with it. I think we're tackling better. I think we're understanding our run fits better. On the back end, we've done a better job of staying back behind the ball. Where early in the year we were giving up some big plays, and now our guys are understanding, you know, coverage-wise where they need to be and fit pretty well. So I've been pleased with how we're coming together and just like the way they're playing with some purpose.
Now you look ahead to this week, you've got the big one against Hayden. You know it's going to be all hands on deck. Hayden 3-0 overall in the district, 5-1 overall. We'll talk about that matchup with Hayden Wildcats when we come back here on the Perry LeCompton Cause Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Perry LeCompton Cause Locker Room Chancellor, talking with head coach Mike Paramore. It is brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry. And well, coach, you look ahead to this week, obviously a huge matchup with Hayden. Both of you are 3-0 in the district. Hayden 5-1 overall. You guys are 4-2 overall. But just going into this matchup, what do you know about Hayden this year?
A big challenge. I mean, both of us have the great matchups we've had over the last couple of years. You know, graduated those senior classes that had some great kids, but you know, the next group behind them, both for us and them, they want to do their part. And here we are, we put ourselves in position to go play for a district championship. And they're just another Hayden team. They're very disciplined in what they do, very efficient in how they run the ball. The thing I think they're doing better this year than they did last year is they're throwing the ball well, especially their play-action passing game, because, you know, they do very good things with their wing-T-based offense, gets you up in there to defend the run, get your eyes in the backfield, and all of a sudden they pop play-action on you and get you. So defensively, we're going to have to be very sound in what we're doing to make sure we execute assignment-wise. You know, defensively, they're just solid group again. They fit where they're supposed to fit. They tackle well. They run to the ball. A good physical group, and they provide a lot of challenges. But I think offensively, you know, we got to go out and move the ball, change field position, and take advantage of opportunities.
So you talk about this matchup here with Hayden and talking about this, just the Hayden program. You know, obviously they're not going to make a ton of mistakes. So do you feel like this is a game where even more than usual, your discipline really has to be there?
I think, yeah, if you're going to beat good teams any time, you'd better be disciplined in what you're doing, better take care of the football, and then take advantage of opportunities when they arise. It comes down in big games like this. Teams that take care of those little things put themselves in a better position to win the game.
Well, hey, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck here against Hayden this week. Thank you so much, as always, for taking the time. We appreciate it, but good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate your time.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Mike Paramore, head coach of the Perry LeCompton Cause, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. They're brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry here on FM 103.9 KNZA.